Just real quickly, let's hit a few of these little stories you like to tell. Like, tell the story of Gene Stipe at that trial in Vietnam.
Oh, Gene Stipe was probably the best trial lawyer this state ever saw as far as being a real antagonist in the court. Before he got problems with his brain, he was one super trial lawyer. He and I had gone to law school together. We were very good friends. When we went over to Vietnam together, we defended that Marine over there, Randall Herod. Stipe had a way of putting things into evidence by just getting up and saying, "Your Honor, in order to cut down on the time involved here," and he would come with his theories on what was admissible and what wasn't, and he could usually prevail on that issue. But he said, "There's a few things that we ought to agree on. The village is so many kilometers away," and so forth. And they were all wrong. And I got this yellow pad, and I said, "Stipe, facts are wrong on stipulation. Ask for a short recess." And I showed them to him, and he just shoved me aside, and he went on and on. And I said, "Gene, you're still wrong. Get a short recess. You're misleading the court." Finally, he says, "Your Honor, can I have 5 minutes and talk to my co-counsel here?" The court says, "Yes." Court will adjourn for 5 minutes. So we get alone in there, and he said, "Damn it, don't interrupt me when I'm trying to confuse this court." And, you know, there wasn't anything you could do but just die laughing.
You're on about Stipe and the stewardesses.
Yeah, we got on the military airplane to go to Vietnam the first time we went over there. They had a deal that members of the U.S. Senate and of the U.S. House of Representatives could sit up in first class. So this steward comes in and she says, "What's your name?" And I said, "Garrison." I said, "And what's your name?" She says, "Senator Stipe." And she says, "Senator, are you a U.S. senator?" And he said, "What do we look like, Mexicans?" So she moves up and put us in first class.
By the way, we should say that when you were with Stipe in Vietnam, that has been chronicled in your book.
Yeah.
You wrote about this in Honor Restored. That's when you defended, as you said, Randall Herod, who was charged with the deaths of Vietnamese civilians during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
So we refer our listeners to that book, and you can see that in our bookstore.
That is published by the Tate Publishing Company of Mustang, T-A-T-E.
Doesn't Oliver North have a foreword in this?
He wrote the foreword to that book. Oliver North was the main witness for our side over in that trial. Randy Herod saved his life twice in one night. He took two Purple Hearts in order to save Ollie's life because he was knocked unconscious by RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades. Mm-hmm. And twice he got him and put him in the hole and got on top of him. Mm-hmm. He was lying on top of Oliver North when he took one of his Purple Hearts. He just did what he's supposed to.
Herod was acquitted then?
Yeah, on all 16 counts.
There are other volunteer attorneys, too, I think, that helped in that case.
Yeah, they're both dead. I think Harry Brown's dead. I'm not certain of that, but I was told that he had died. Another was a little crippled fellow named Dick Miller. We'd go to the mess hall to eat over there during that trial. He'd have to crawl all the way up.
What drew you to that story?
Well, I got a call from Randy Herod's uncle that I'd served with over in Vietnam. And I was in Korea. I was in a liaison plane, and we got shot down into a minefield, the edge of a minefield. It was right next to the airstrip. They had this marked minefield. We were shot down. And this pilot, who was really a nothing, it's in that book, but he sold out and got out of that plane and left the engine on with me in there, strapped in there, and here this plane was knocking up dirt, and I knew it was going to explode in fire in a minute. I look up, and here's this great old big guy, an old friend of mine, old Gene Short, and he was picking his way through there. He got me and carried me out of there, and he called me, and he said, "I got a favor to ask of you." He said, "Want you to represent my nephew," and he said, "and the family has no money. We can't pay you." But he is charged with 16 murders with a night patrol over in Vietnam at Da Nang. He's a very great kid, and he told me about it. And I said, well, Gene, how could I tell you no? So I went.
Wow.